What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Where has the week gone, Kathy?
It's going by quick.
It's evaporated. So
it's fall, y'all.
I'm your host and our co-host, Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy, here.
Hello.
And today we'll be talking about insurance topics. So we'll talk about that, Kathy. Give me something. Okay, I'm going to have to come up with it. Okay. So I was looking, one of my favorite places to go to look at things, to talk about is on the internet. So everything on the internet is always true, correct?
No, it's not always true.
Okay. But sometimes it's still good.
Sometimes they have some factual things there, yes. Sometimes there is truth there, but not always.
Okay, so I found an article out here, how to compare home insurance companies. Mm-hmm. So how do we know whether a company is worthy of placing an account with them or not? So we look at different things, and we have different companies. So what if you're a consumer, though? I mean, what you're going to this, and like you're bombarded all the time with advertisements. You see things on TV. Mm-hmm. You see things that, that are cute and funny, and the advertising is just out there. It is amazing what they spend on advertising dollars. But is that necessarily going to be the best thing if you're just seeing something on TV that's a brand name? Is that always going to be the best?
No, not necessarily, no. Because of the fact that each carrier might not be selling the same product.
And you don't know because you're a consumer.
As a consumer, they don't know the differences in coverages and the different states and how different things work. So that's why your independent insurance agent is very important to you so they can navigate you through that.
Yeah, or your agent. So I feel that some of the things online you see or some of the things you see on TV, the one that the agents just really have an issue with is the one where it says you can customize your insurance. And so that actually, or the ones that name your price, I've seen that before.
Right.
And, that's the one I think I have a real issue with because there's no way to really tell what your losses could possibly be. There's no way for us to look in there and say, okay, you need to have this type of liability limit. We don't know what your limit could be.
The problem also with that is you don't know what kind of claim you're going to have. And when you go to your agent to discuss what you have, your assets, and what your exposures are, then we can determine which carrier is best for you for the best coverage and the best price. The problem is sometimes when you have a claim, we don't know that what kind of claim you're going to have. So you have to go and not just pay the bare minimum to get insurance. You want to be adequately covered.
What if we're somebody that I'm very young and I don't own anything, and what if I just want to get cheap car insurance? I mean, is there anything wrong with that per se?
Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. But you're legal. I mean, where the state says you have to have this amount of coverage. If you're in North Carolina, you have to have $30,000 of liability insurance.
Okay.
And you can legally drive a car.
Correct.
You have no assets. Some people had the argument, it's like, well, I don't own anything, let them sue me.
But the problem is not they only sue you, but they also can garnish your wages.
Yep.
They can put lien on your properties. They can do all different things if they have an attorney. The problem with that is, for me personally, is you don't know what kind of accident you have. Even a multi-car accident, $30,000 is not going to go very far.
But I would lean towards maybe there's a valid point there. I'm young. I don't have any assets.
Maybe
your future could be affected.
Yes.
But so,
especially if there's a death or something like a major accident and you're at fault,
that would be bad. What would be really bad is if you're somebody that has these low limits and has a lot to lose.
Correct.
So I would say that if somebody is younger, they may not have as much to lose. Maybe you're older, even if you don't have as much to go after, then there's really not as much to lose. But for sure, if you're somebody that has lots of assets, you own the businesses, if you have 401ks, if you've got, real estate, whatever, we know for sure that that person needs to carry high limits.
I feel personally that everyone needs to have adequate coverages.
Yeah, but don't be somebody with tons of assets that doesn't have proper liability. Okay, so this this article here talks about, you know, comparing, you know, insurance companies. Mm-hmm. The first, number one, it says that compare statewide costs to insurers. So how do you do that? So the first step should be to visit your apartment's state's Department of Insurance website to learn the rating for each home insurance company is what they're talking about here. And looking at any type of consumer complaints.
Well, I also look at the fact if they're AM Best rated, the carriers.
That's number two on the list.
Right, that's important. And what that means is you can check it out on the internet or pull it up on the website. AM Best ratings are basically that carrier is, you know, we don't represent anything less than an A, you know, and we like to do A+ or A++ because the fact those particular carriers are financially sound to be able to pay claims.
Well, really, there's really only about 10 companies that have an A+ rating this year.
Yep.
Well, we do have one of them that does have an A+ rating. Mm-hmm. Or actually, I think two. I believe Chubb does, and I believe Auto Owners does.
Right.
Some of the companies you hear on that list, you never heard of before.
Right.
But we do have companies that we look at the financial rating. But you could also as a consumer, too. So mm-hmm. on this.
And I think that's important to make sure you're going with a carrier that can take care of your claim if you have a claim or have, you know, there's a big cat catastrophe come into our area and we have a big storm come in, a winter storm or a hurricane, you want to make sure that carrier can pay your claims.
Yeah. So sources to look at for, you know, checking out this insurance carrier is you've got, AM Best, Moody's, J.D. Power, Standard & Poor's. Those are going to look at different financial measures of the insurance carrier. I would expect, Kathy, that people in Florida are looking at this pretty hard.
True. Of course, when there's hurricanes all the time, I mean, they get hammered. The customers get hammered with their properties being, you know, or their autos being damaged. You also have these carriers that are trying to insure in the states, which they have to, you know, either they can handle it or they have to pull out of the state, which is not always a good situation for the people that are actually trying to purchase the products.
I had a customer years ago. We still have the customer. He's a builder. And we ended up quoting his business with Frankenmuth Insurance. And he had did his homework. He came in there, and we actually brought in our representative from Frankenmuth that came out with us to see the builder. And he had looked up Frankenmuth and realized that they'd been in business 1868, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So he had saw that. So it's a good thing just to, you know, Google or go online, look at, you know, what carrier you're dealing with. Number three on this list is look at claims responses. So there's going to be online, there's going to be information about how the claims have been handled. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going pretty deep here in this article, but I totally agree with this. It says, before purchasing a policy, find out whether licensed adjusters or third-party call centers will be receiving and handling your claim calls. That's important because we have dealt with carriers that sometimes outsource their claims to a third party, which means an independent adjuster.
Yes.
And we typically have had better results when we deal with actually a claims adjuster from the actual insurance company.
That's right.
So what that means is there's a, you know, independent adjuster is somebody that has a business that contracts with various carriers to adjust their claims. And we feel that, you know, it's nice to have a adjuster directly from the insurance carrier because mm-hmm. sometimes we have run into problems with that, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
But sometimes it's unavoidable. And sometimes we have a brokered policy or something we've got to actually use.
Typically for us, when people call in with claims, they call us. We then file it for them, and we help them through that process. But after we turn it over, we really, because we're not licensed claims adjusters, we have to, like, let the carrier handle it. A lot of time we get involved, of course, is if there's a problem. Of course, let your agent know if you're having problems or they're not getting up with you or not, you know, getting with you in a timely manner. We always have to look at these different factors. Of course, if they're also, what you find too is if the carrier has had like a hurricane in Florida, they typically take a lot of their adjusters in other states and move them to that catastrophe. So sometimes you have to be a little patient in that if there's other major things going on in other areas that carriers in those different states.
We've seen that with a hailstorm here. Mm-hmm. You know, hailstorm is one of the big ones we have.
Right.
Also not only homes, but also cars as well.
Right.
Number four on this list is browse current policyholder satisfaction. Can't talk today, Kathy.
Mm.
So you can go online, you can see, you know, if there's, you know, ask about what maybe the retention rate of a company is. So we have one company for us personally that, you know, we're taking like 91% of our business with a company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tells me that you know, customers are happy mm-hmm. if they're retaining the business there.
Right.
And that's a good indication about what kind of company are you with.
Right.
If you're seeing a company that's, you know, shrinking in market share or losing, there's got to be a reason for that.
Right.
And so that's a good way
and
to look at it as
well. And a lot of them these days are acquiring they're buying each other and consolidating, and that also puts a factor in that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to come back after the break, and we're talking about how do we select an insurance carrier? What do we look at? What's a good indicator? Is this a good company or one I will be insured with? And we're going to go back and after the break and talk some more about that. Mark and Kathy Moore on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have 1 location that's in Blairsville, Georgia, on the main drag there across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're actually located in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the building on a separate section, a separate wing, and you can come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is in Hiawassee, Georgia, is at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building right next to the hospital there on Main Street. You can come by and see us in Hiawassee there to help you out with your insurance needs there as well. Our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, on Highway 64 West. We're right next to the United Community Bank building there. Come by and see us there. That's our main hub, our main location. Come by and see us there for all your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Then we have another location called Mountain Insurance, LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64. You go down the main drag. It's right there past Arby's on the left. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is in Blue Ridge, Georgia, called Mountain Insurance at Blue Ridge. It's also another division of More Insurance Services, Inc. Come by and see us. We're also next to United Community Bank there on the main drag. And we're between that and Burger King. So come by and see us and check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. to request a quote and check out our locations, and we'd like to help you with your insurance.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. So today we're talking about how do I select an insurance company. Anybody watches TV, you're inundated with ads. You've got lizards, you've got caveman, you've got what else?
Flo.
I mean, everything's on TV. So are you dealing with an insurance carrier that has really good advertising, or are you dealing with a really good insurance carrier? And I think that sometimes it's not always both.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at today is, with my favorite resource, the internet, I'm looking at about how do you select a insurance carrier. Before the break, we talked about, you know, looking, you know, maybe going to this Department of Insurance and seeing what kind of complaints are out there. Looking at the company's financial rating. Also, customer satisfactions maybe online. So we're down number 5 here on this list, and it says to get multiple quotes. How many quotes, say you've got a home, and maybe you've got a home that's maybe it's a normal home. There's nothing special about it. It's not log. It's not a secondary home.
It's not on stilts or
yeah,
steel.
So you've got just a plain old home. How many quotes do you think this article would think would be a good number to get, Kathy?
About 5.
But really, you got it exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, how many quotes should you get? It says 5 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we come in, being an independent agent. We can run you quotes from multiple carriers.
In different states, too.
In different states. And we had one... I know Velda works for us in Murphy, and she was dealing with a real estate agent and got some quotes for a potential client of theirs. And Velda came out with a document that had each company's website or logo.
Yeah.
And it had Nationwide, it had Auto Wars, it had Allstate, it had Travelers, it had...
It's our proposal system.
Yeah. So our proposal system, you're sitting there and you've got multiple quotes from multiple carriers.
Right.
And the real estate agent goes, why anybody else? Because you're giving me all these different quotes from different carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that.
Right.
And that's pretty powerful, being an independent agent, because we have options for people. Whereas if you're dealing with a direct writer or somebody on the phone, they've got one option, where you have multiple options.
Right.
I think that's huge for us to be able to do, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And plus, if you also say you're living in North Carolina and you move to Georgia, we're also licensed in Georgia and Tennessee, South Carolina. We are licensed in Kentucky, all these different places. So we can help you as you grow and move different places as well.
We don't want to see a customer go away.
No.
So it's very nice that we can have the option if they do move, they can still retain our relationship because we are wanting to have a relationship with our customers. Right. That's what we try to do.
It's important.
Okay, number six on the list is look beyond price.
Mm-hmm. Coverages.
The annual premium often drives the choice to purchase a homeowner's policy, but don't look solely at price. I agree with that too.
Yes. We like to sell coverage with the best price for the coverages that you need.
Yes.
And you don't really, a lot of people don't understand all the different facets of what's involved in each of those types of lines or products that we offer. So definitely get with your agent because that's important.
Be an educated consumer. I mean, be a good comparator of prices.
And also, I would say a good indicator is to make sure that you're dealing with a licensed insurance agent.
Kathy, you must have read this article.
I didn't read it, I promise.
Okay, because you got exactly right about five, quotes. Number seven is talk to a real person.
Yes. Not AI, yeah. IA or whatever it is called.
It says the best way to get quotes is go directly to the insurance companies or speak to an independent agent, mm-hmm. which is us, mm-hmm. Who deals with mobile companies exposed to traditional captive agent, which is only has one company.
Well, the problem is too, if you think about it, there are other carriers that have more coverages. Sometimes it costs a little bit more, but it's worth it for certain things you might decide you need, or we can cover. There's a lot of them. They're not all the same. They don't have the same products, and there are some different issues with that.
So it does pay to be the comparative shopper and to know what you're buying. What's that buyer beware? Is that some kind of legal term, sometimes?
I guess so.
But you get what you pay for is another term mm-hmm. as well. But you want to look at the coverages you are getting. How do we do that? Well, we've got a way to compare different coverages that the company has. There are certain coverages that we have that we just want to be part of what we do because I want our customers to be covered properly. And as a consumer, you can be educated, but generally people just don't know exactly what they need sometimes. And we can't tell them what they need because you don't know what the claim is going to be, especially when it comes to liability situations.
Right. I think people just think, I just want to get enough to be legal or just to get by, and they don't think about the ramifications of what could possibly happen if they're not insured properly. What happens at that point, they're going to have to pay for it themselves or defend themselves because they don't have that type of, if they get themselves in a lawsuit type of situation. So we're trying to educate, but also let your insured, licensed insurance agent handle these things because that's why we're here.
Yeah. So the consumer, the people are sharp. I mean, people are sharp mm-hmm. and they understand what they're getting there. We've had so many times where we've maybe purchased an agency and our philosophy is different than the previous owners. And we go through the book of business. We start trying to update coverages. And we ended up seeing that somebody's got, say, minimum coverage, minimum limits. How many times have we raised those, Kathy?
A lot.
And why do we raise
them? Well, I think a lot of times customers don't understand what they're getting. And so when we start explaining to them, and giving them examples of how claims, real claims that we've experienced or been exposed to or we've had in our agency, and tell them, and ask them, hey, do you feel like you need this coverage? And they're like, well, yes, of course I do. They, people do want to be covered properly because it's the most important asset that they have is their home or,
Or just liability limits. Like, here's a scenario. Let's say that we have a customer comes in the office and we explain to them in North Carolina that you've got auto insurance, but your policy is going to pay $30,000. That's all it's going to pay. So if you have an accident, you're at fault, you cause an accident, the company is going to pay $30,000 and you're on your own.
It's 30, 60, 25.
It's 30, in a one-person accident, it's $30,000.
Right.
And
that doesn't go far with today's.
And when people realize that, wait a minute, I'm going to be paying after $30,000, I've seen people raise their limits a lot because that was never explained to me. I didn't understand that. And I think that's why it's good to have somebody that you rely on or depend on or trust to be able to go over these coverages with you.
Well, the other thing is people come in from like Florida and there's a no fault or PIP. Well, there's no such thing as that in Georgia or North Carolina. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as no fault there. You're liable in these states. So when you move in, they have a different idea about insurance. And then they come up here and don't understand what they're getting, and that now there's no such thing as no fault.
Well, so, that's another topic. Just the no fault, just, in my opinion, has not really worked. Because Florida is one of the most litigious states in the country, if not the most. And so their no-fault system has not worked. That there's a certain threshold that once this or this happens, then you can sue. And the thresholds are very, very low. So the idea of no-fault, I guess, I don't know if I like that or not, but I don't think it's worked at all. So, okay, Kathy, so we'll wrap up another show here. Maybe we hopefully gave some insight about what to think about when choosing an insurance carrier.
Yes.
Also an agency as well, So we'll be back next week. And I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, on WRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.